Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The statues and other symbols of racism in our country are quietly coming down. We saw it in Baltimore, where the mayor there, Catherine Pugh, said that it was in the best interest of the city to protect the citizens. They came down overnight.
And she used her emergency powers as mayor to do that, David. Look, all Donald Trump had to do to protect his, what I would only call fascist tendencies, was to shut up, but he can't shut up. And what's happened is he thinks that the words that he used during the election, which got him elected, are appropriate when he's president of the United States. They weren't appropriate then, they're not appropriate now, that's for sure. Nevertheless, what has happened is the world, not only the nation, but the world has come down hard on him, David. When you look at people like Angela Merkel or the Prime Minister of Ireland or a united Israeli people, because you can't make this moral equivalency that he's been doing with anti-Semites. His own son-in-law is Jewish. His daughter converted to Judaism. And yet you say there's good people on both sides and bad people on both sides. I mean, these are the Nazis we're talking about. In the meantime, World War II veterans are coming out and they're infuriated that their parents, that their grandparents have been insulted, that they've been insulted if they actually fought, and there are very few of them left now. People are just outraged. And not only that, I've always predicted that when Trump's numbers grew low enough, some of the people in the Republican Party would finally find their guts and do what was right, and it's happening all over the place. I mean, you know, Republicans are coming out from one end of this country to the other, Republican leaders to condemn, even though they know that Trump still has a certain kind of popularity within that 33-34% of the American people who will never let go because they are reflective of what Trump's values are. And every once in a while, you got to have a little courage. I think what's happening now, David, is that an awful lot of people are worried, Republicans, leadership, that if they remain silent, this will be held against them, and it should be. And so now they're having to make a decision as to whether to jump ship on Trump.
Alongside all of this is an investigation into Russia. And for the first time, we see an actual witness. A Ukrainian malware expert has emerged in the hacking of the Democratic National Committee. He has been interviewed by the FBI. It was a fascinating article of the murky underworld of hackers.
That's right, David. Look, we're never going to really know what's going on here because there's so much underground stuff that is happening. And it is so predictable that we're never going to be able to see absolutely everything that's going on inside. But you had better believe that the CIA, that the FBI have some ways of getting some of this information. And when some of these informants come forward, we only can guess what the pressure for them to do that was. So the Russian thing remains strong. It is going forward. And now, with Trump doing everything that he's doing to damage himself, it makes it even harder for him to fire Mueller. Trump is going to Arizona to have a rally. And a lot of people think it's to pardon Joe Arpaio, the sheriff, convicted of not obeying a judge's orders on Hispanics. And as a result, there's a lot of feeling that Trump is going to pardon him. Once again, a huge mistake for the president, who is only adding up disrespect for the law to all the other disrespects that he has been showing people, especially with his concept of false equivalency between the Nazis and the American people.
We also have North Korea, the President Kim Jong-un, and the president, of course, engaging in a war of words. But now we see from the New York Times assuring his people there will be no war. President Moon Jae-in of South Korea says the U.S. had promised to consult with them before acting.
Well, you know, David, there's a lot of things called talking to me first. It could be that there's a phone call and they say, okay, we're going to do it. Goodbye. Thank you so long. That's talking to him first. In the meantime, the South Korean people are the people under the gun. I suspect it isn't going to happen. Nevertheless, with this guy, with Trump, you never know. His finger is on the button. You saw all the joint chiefs of staff of all the services coming out and saying there is no place for bigotry in the armed forces. Pretty strong stuff for a group of people who stay out of politics altogether, but who feel they have to do that now because some of these alt-right people come out of the military. They're not the leaders, but they did military service, and this has prompted these folks to come out strong and say, if you do it in the military, if you pursue that kind of bigotry, you're out.